So I'm a used car dealer that sells cars that are $5,000 and under. So think about the types of cars that I have to buy to get at that price point. They're usually older and they have high mileage. So I'm in a very unique position to know which cars are going to last you more than 200,000 miles. Cars that are going to last over 200,000 miles. If you had to pick two brands that you would pick that are going to last over 200,000 miles, who would you pick?
It's the easiest question I've ever heard.
And in this video, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. This car right here is going to be my favorite car that makes this list. We're going to see my picks, all the ones that we're talking about today. This one is the most expensive, but it might be the one that actually lasts the longest for the cars that are going to get you past that threshold and last more than 200,000 miles. All right, so this is one I want to point out. This is a 2003 Honda CR-V. And the thing about it is this one's got 133,000 miles, but I know that these things will get well over 200,000 miles. We buy these things all the time for my used car dealership. And here's the thing, you can actually still buy them cheap. So it's not like some of these SUVs that we would recommend that still cost you crazy amounts of money. You can find Honda CR-Vs just like this one with higher mileage that will last for a very long time that you can pay well under $5,000 for. Here at my used car dealership, when we buy them, we're paying $1,500, $2,500 for some of these that have 200,000 miles on them, and they still have years and years and years to go in them. And one thing that I can point out that I really like about these CR-Vs is a lot of stuff is very easy to get to inside. You see that with Hondas, you see that with Toyotas. That's why they're some of my most highly recommended brands that you can actually buy. Everything in here on top, easy to get to. That means labor is going to be a lot cheaper when you're going to get these things fixed, and they made tons of these SUVs. So parts, very cheap when you're going to buy them relative to the market, right? So parts, not cheap to begin with here, but if you're looking at this versus other SUVs in a similar type of size, you're going to pay less to get a Honda fix than most other brands. They'll go well over 200,000 miles. All right, so let's talk about this one. Sticking on Honda, this is actually a Honda Pilot. It's a little bit bigger than the CR-V, so you can have these that actually have third row. I know we sell a lot of vans, we sell a lot of big SUVs to families that want a car that's $5,000 and under, and this fits the bill. It's still a Honda and it's still very reliable, and I want to show you something real quick. All right, so the mileage on this thing is actually 279,000 miles. That's what this is written here at this auction. And that, I mean, it's close to 300,000 miles right now. So we know these things can blast past 200,000 miles. Great cars, bigger than the CR-Vs, bigger than RAV4s, still very reliable, still easy to fix. Falls into the Honda. This is exactly what I want you to get that's going to last over 200,000 miles. All right, so this one is a 2014 Subaru Outback. These are very good cars. And this one right here, it's got 245,000 miles. These things will last forever. And here's the thing on these Subarus. This falls into the SUV category, but it's on the smaller side. So if you want something that can fit easier into a garage, but you still have all-wheel drive, you still have something that can go off-road, where you can go on a camping trip, you have space in the back, little hatchback, these are great, great vehicles. Last a very long time, and these are also very, very, very cheap, especially if they have higher mileage. This one's a 2014. It's got 245,000 miles on it. Here at this auction, it's probably going to go from anywhere between $1,200 to $1,500. So you can buy these things for well under $3,000. Or if you're out there looking for a vehicle when you're broke, but you still want an SUV, this is going to fit that build. So you hear how quiet that is? Well, guess what? This car has 355,000 miles. And here's the thing. I know we're talking about SUVs that go over 200,000 miles, but if you have a big family and you're on a limited budget, these Toyota Siennas are fantastic. You can see it's going to go well over 200,000 miles because this one's got over 300,000 miles, and not just a hair over 300,000 miles, it's got 355,000 miles. And you heard it with your own ears how quiet this motor is. These things run, and they run great, and they run great forever. You have to keep them maintained. All these cars that we're talking about today have to keep them maintained, but as long as you do that, these cars will last a very, very long time. Also, going to fall into the rest of these that I'm talking about. A lot of these are coming in $5,000 and under. This one's going to be well under $5,000. It might be under $1,500 that you can buy something like this for with that many miles, and they'll last for a very long time. So now, how do you keep your cars running as long as the ones that I've showed you today? Well, the major thing that you have to do is you have to keep oil changed, you have to keep coolant changed, you have to check transmission fluid, and you have to make sure you keep your car maintained over the years. And before you buy any used car, if you're watching this video to find out the cars that you should buy, that you're looking for, that have got over 200,000 miles, or that will last over 200,000 miles and you don't have to spend that much money on, the biggest thing that you need to do is get checked out by your mechanic before you actually make a purchase. And this car right here is going to be my favorite car that makes this list. This is an RX 330. I also like the RX 350s. Some of my favorite vehicles to drive. I drove one of these for over a year, and I drive lots and lots of cars all the time. I have a used car dealership, and this is what I picked for myself to drive for a very long time. This one's already got 209,000 miles, and it's a 2004. Even though it's a Lexus, even though it's a more luxurious car, it's one that you can still buy for under that $5,000 price point. We buy them all the time at my car dealership. We can sell them for $3,500, we can sell them for $4,500, and that means that we're purchasing them for way less than that. Very reliable car. It's made by Toyota. I don't need to say anything else about this car. It falls into the same family. Toyota, Honda, very reliable vehicles. I will preach that as long as I'm here in front of you to talk to you about cars that will last for a very long time. These are the kind of cars that I want you to buy, that you're going to be able to get into, not spend a ton of money on, not have to maintain a lot, not have to spend a lot of money on parts, on labor. These are the kind of vehicles I want you to buy that are going to last you well over 200,000 miles. So this is actually my mechanic right here, Alex. He's also my cousin, but he works on all my cars.
Correct.
For this video, we're talking about cars that are going to last over 200,000 miles. If you had to pick two brands that you would pick that are going to last over 200,000 miles, who would you pick?
The easiest question I've ever heard. Toyota, Honda.
There you go.
Boom.
All right, so all the ones that we're talking about today, this one is the most expensive, but it might be the one that actually lasts the longest. So this one's a 2016 Toyota 4Runner. This one's already got 173,000 miles, so someone's driven this a very long time already. But we know all the ones that I've seen at these auctions pop up, 200,000, 250, 300,000 miles can easily be put on these things, and they still run like brand new. And here's the thing, these things look excellent, but everyone knows they're reliable. Everyone loves a Toyota. Everyone loves a 4Runner. Everyone loves the ruggedness of these vehicles. They know how long they will last. So that means it's going to cost you a lot of money to get these. A lot of these vehicles I'm talking about, we can get for $5,000 and under. This one's not going to be the case. Even older 4Runners, I've seen them with 400,000 miles, 1997 to 2003 models. Those were bulletproof. And here's the thing, even when they're going through auction now with 300, 350,000 miles, they're still bringing crazy money. So the only thing that I will throw up the alarm bells with this 4Runner, yes, it's going to last you a very, very, very long time, but you're going to have to pay for that. All right, so look at the inside of the setup of this thing. I mean, it's a luxurious vehicle that's was made to be very rugged, and that's very rare in the car market. Usually have family vehicle, you have a rugged vehicle, you think like a Jeep Wrangler or something like that, but with a Toyota 4Runner, I feel like you get both worlds into one, and this is why the demand for these things is so high. I mean, you can look at the dash, very clean, very nice, four-wheel drive. It's suitable for a young kid who wants to go off-roading. It's suitable for a family. It's suitable for a retired couple. It fits every part of the market, and this is why they sell so well. They will continue to sell well, and reliable. They'll last forever. And you can look in here. The back trunk is very spacious. You got all the storage that you need. There's even some models of these things that they put a third row seat in, so you can even have multiple family members that you're stacking in the back of some of these 4Runners. And my favorite thing probably is this back windshield that's back here. You can even roll that down. Not very many vehicles out there that have that capability. Very cool. And of any tips that I could ever give you about purchasing a car, find you a good trusted mechanic and make sure you get any purchase that you're going to make checked out by them before you make that purchase. You can buy a paperweight really quickly when you're looking at used cars. And I don't care if you're buying the car from me. I don't care if you buy the car from your mama. I don't care if you're buying the car from somebody you've known for your entire life. Make sure you get that car checked out before you actually purchase it.